I just think it's weird that you would want to have constantly updating information on something like a podcast that's also supposed to be evergreen. It's also, you know, that if people are listening, they might be listening to an episode 10 years from now, 2 years from now, 6 months from now, and having like all a mode at the moment.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. It's Adam Adams, and I'm excited to chat with you for a short amount of time just on some stats for podcasts that come from Statista. This was back in 2020, so albeit it is a couple years old, but I do believe that it's still relevant, which is why I'm sharing it with you right now, is that the people who are weekly downloading different episodes, I wanted to share with you what types of podcasts they're generally into. And what I'm going to share with you is there's, let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 categories. Okay, 14 categories for different podcasts. And this is based on what the listeners are looking for in the different 14 categories. And I'm just going to go from the lowest likely that they want to listen to you, the lowest chance that they're going to want to listen to you, to the very highest chance. Okay. Now, if there are, let's just say there's a little over 80 million podcast listeners, you're going to multiply this percentage that I give you by 80 million. I mean, yeah, 80 million is a number. So you're going to multiply whatever percentage I give you by 80 million, and then you're going to know how many listeners are specifically trying to find that genre. Okay. So for example, the lowest of the 14 is a scripted drama. I have a lot of people coming to me to help them launch or grow or their podcast that actually do have a scripted drama podcast. But it is the smallest one that only 8% of people that listen to podcasts even try to listen to that type of podcast. It's the lowest one. It's the hardest one. You're going to be swimming upstream. So I'm going to take 8%. I'm going to go 800,000, doing the math right here in front of you, times 0.08, which is 8%. It's 10 million people are trying to listen to a scripted drama. Okay. At least this is in 2020, a couple years ago. So what that means is you still have a decent amount of people that want to know that. But if you have dozens and dozens of podcasts that you're going against, it's going to be even more challenging for you to get a strong listener base. But scripted drama, number 14. What's number 13, you ask? Pop culture. So anything pop culture is 9% of those listeners. So an extra percentage starting to get good, right? Then when we talk about game show, how is a game show higher than pop culture and scripted drama? I don't know, but game shows are the next one up where people are looking for this. I don't even know how you have a game show necessarily without the video, but that is number 12. What's number 11? It's a scripted comedy. Scripted comedy. By the way, I'm going to skip ahead for a second. Number one is comedy. Number 11 is a scripted comedy. So I think what we're basically talking about or noticing from this data is that I don't think people really want it to be scripted. I don't think people are really looking for anything to be scripted. Where if you have a comedy, it's the number one. If you want that to be a scripted comedy, it's number 11 out of 14, pretty low. So just pay attention to that. I think that's a detail that's helpful for you. Then right above that is finances. All right. So my old podcast, the Creative Real Estate Podcast that I sold, is about finances. It's a real estate podcast. So it's helping people retire early. It's helping people to be able to invest in real estate, even without their own money. And so that was a finance, and I was able to get it to top 1%. So if you're, and this is 13% of the population. So it went 8% for scripted drama, number 14, 9% for pop culture, 10% of the listener base is in the game shows, 11% for scripted comedy, 13% of listeners out of the 80-ish million are listening to finance podcasts, which is time and a half. It's approximately 15 million people are looking for that. So now we're starting to see where this bell curve is getting a little bit bigger, and a few topics that you might want your podcast to have hashtags about so that you, those people that are interested in this can find you. This is the hope that I have for you. Another one that's 13 is investigative journalism. Then moving up the ladder, even higher, is self-help or productivity. Now, as I had a real estate podcast, there was a little bit of that self-help and productivity and how can you do this without that? So I was kind of straddling both, which might be why it was able to move up. Randomly, politics is higher than that. Now, politics is divisive. It's a challenge. You're going to have a lot of hate, but people are interested in it. So this is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Number 7, politics. It gets about 16% of the listener base. Then religious and faith. I didn't know that until I saw the stat by Statistica of 2020. But religion and faith is number 6. Health and fitness, number 5. So if you are in health and fitness, you're number 5. Boom. You're going to have 17% of the listener base wants to listen to you. And slightly higher than 17% is sports. So this basically means we're talking football, we're talking basketball, we're talking about some of these more common sports and having people that were our fans to be able to follow. Sports is also 17, a little higher 17 than health and fitness, but it is right there in the 4th position. What's number 3? True crime. You all knew that true crime was going to be a top 3, didn't you? You're like, I know true crime is 1, 2, or 3. I know you said that when I got started, and you were right. True crime gets about 18% of all listener base for 80+ million podcasts, which that's quite a bit of people that want to listen to true crime. So if you've got a true crime podcast, you have a really good chance of being able to get in front of a lot of people as well and have a solid podcast because people are looking for that. Number 2 surprised me absolutely because it's the news. Because I just think it's weird that you would want to have constantly updating information on something like a podcast that's also supposed to be evergreen. It's also, you know, that if people are listening, they might be listening to an episode 10 years from now, 2 years from now, 6 months from now, and having like all a mode at the moment. News could seems to be a challenge, but it looks like it's number 2 in the world at 21% of all podcast listeners are looking for the news on podcasts. Very interesting. And number 1 is 22% of all podcast listeners are hoping for comedy. So as you look at this, I'm going to go from the bottom to the top, just super duper fast. Write it down if you like to. Scripted drama, pop culture, game shows, scripted comedy, finance, investigative journalism, self-help and productivity, politics, religion and faith, health and fitness, sport, true crime, news, and then comedy. Number 1. What I want you to be thinking about is, hey, you're thinking, how do I grow my podcast? Well, maybe you could straddle a couple of these. Maybe you have a political podcast, but you also want it to be showing up in the comedy place. Awesome. That's going to help you. Maybe you have a podcast about real estate investing, like I did, and you also want to make sure it's in the news. So Kathy Fetke is one of our clients, and she has, I think it's 1 million downloads a month. It's well over 100,000 downloads per episode now. We've been helping her grow. Not that she ever needed it. She was huge before us because she has a podcast where it is about news and real estate. It's called The Real Wealth Show, and she talks about anything new that can help you to be able to be better at these things. But it's really focused on what is new and noteworthy in the world. And so she's doing both, and she's got one of the absolute biggest real estate podcasts. I think it might be because she's straddling two of these. So just thinking about straddling a couple of these might help you. We will make sure that in the show notes, you see all 14 of these in order. Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. And just consider looking at those. Just scroll down and check it out. Just consider looking at those so that you can find out if straddling a couple of them, maybe religion and faith And sports, for example, maybe you have a Christian station that is all about a sport, or maybe you have a Christian or any other religion that is also comedy, where, for example, I'm trying to remember the exact name of it. I'm not going to look it up, but it's something like Latter-day Lesbian, I think is what it's called, Latter-day Lesbian. And so I've got these friends that I'm sorry to them already that I'm not looking up their exact name of the show, but I think that's what it's called. They invited me on because Latter-day basically means Mormonism. A Latter-day Saint is the word. And I was previous Latter-day Saint. I went on mission, a Mormon mission. And I'll be honest with you, and I'm not trying to hurt your feelings or devise you and I, but I did leave the Mormon religion in part because I don't like the hate. I personally don't want to diminish somebody because of their sexual preferences. And I was talking to one of the hosts of Latter-day Lesbian, and she's like, well, you were born on a polygamous colony, a Mormon polygamous colony, and you later went on a mission and then you left your church. I want you to come and share your experiences. Well, anyway, the point is that they make light of a serious topic where it's straddling religion and faith, and it's straddling comedy as well. They're making light of it. They're opening up. They're staring it in the face because she and her partner, her life partner, are the co-hosts of the show. And I think that they're going to grow that because anyone, regardless of whatever religion you're in, or if you used to be Mormon and now you're not, or if you were in any other religion, but shunned because of your gayness, your lesbianism, your homosexuality, your open marriage, whatever it is, it's a way for you to connect with other people like you. So she's doing that, and I think it's awesome. And I think that it has the potential, if it's not already huge, to become huge because she's using the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th and the first thing and putting them together. So it's kind of interesting. On this podcast, even though I'm talking about podcasting and like business growth, which is basically the finances, I try to share a little bit about me, who I am. And anytime I have like a something funny to say, I will try to say it. I am not the funniest person in the world, so I can never claim to be a comedian. But I think it's good to straddle these, bring in some humor into what you're doing, bring in some actual stories to what you're doing, bring in some actual examples of people doing the things that you're doing. You've probably noticed that I talk about the grass is greener on the other side. I talk about pastures and grazing, and I talk about a lot of analogies that help us to be able to remember and learn some of these lessons. I want you to utilize what you can through this. Straddle news and real estate like Kathy Fedke. Straddle comedy and religion like the Latter-day Lesbian. Straddle pop culture and sports in yours, or whatever it is. Think about if you've got one that's in one of the more boring categories that you don't have as many listeners looking for, how can you implement something else to grow your show? And I'll leave you with that. I'll see you on the next episode. Thanks. Two quick things before you go. Number one, if you are looking to upgrade like your podcast equipment or just get your very first affordable microphone, then go to growyourshow.com/PDF. That link's in the show notes. Go ahead and scroll down. On that PDF is 100% equipment for your podcasting studio that I've personally vetted. My team has vetted this. We know that it works. We know that it's affordable, and we don't want you paying more for your podcasting equipment. So again, if you're looking to upgrade your equipment or get your very first inexpensive microphone that works great, that's where you go. And then number two is, got a free course, A to Z, on everything you need to know about podcasting. And you don't have to go anywhere but the podcast in order to access it. You don't have to even give me an email address to access it. It is just the very first 6 episodes of this podcast. So what you'll do is you'll scroll down a bit, you'll click on all episodes and scroll down because we're hundreds of episodes in, and you'll see the episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is a free course from A to Z on launching a top podcast. Take advantage of those two things. I'll see you on the next episode.